And a good Thursday afternoon. It's the 5th of February. You're listening to the Afternoon Flight right here on The Rock at 102.7 FM. It's time for the Green Scene. I am joined here in studio by Ivory from New Pioneers. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me again.
We've got a special guest in studio, don't we?
We do. So today with us, we have Miss Whitney Lewis, who is the creator of the A Cleaner Kentucky movement. And we actually, a couple weeks ago on our segment, we talked a little bit about your movement. So some people have a little bit insight. I have to ask, have you ever heard of plogging before?
Yes.
Okay, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, and then I mentioned your movement. And if you're into plogging, it's a great thing to pair with it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, Whitney's just been a wonderful partner to New Pioneers and is doing great work for our community, our home state, making it healthier, cleaner for everyone. So I'm going to pass the baton to you and just have you give us a brief overview of what the A Cleaner Kentucky movement is.
Well, I am a lover of Mother Nature, and I've always collected like rocks and driftwood while I'm out, and I thought, you know, at some point I'm like, you know, I could at least bring a grocery bag and pick up a grocery bag of trash while I'm out, you know. My sister-in-law asked me to start sharing it on social media, which I used to hide because people kind of look at you funny when you're out there doing it, you know, at first. They don't know what you're doing. But anyway, I decided to do an Earth Day challenge in March of 2023 of 500 bags in a month, and I picked up 750 bags. And the amount of feedback that I was getting from our state, I kept telling everybody all month, I'm like, I'm not going to do this all the time. You know, this isn't something I'm going to do, you know, all the time. But when I woke up April 23rd, the day after Earth Day, we had picked up 750 bags in that first month, and I just couldn't stop.
That's
you know,
great.
I was like, the momentum's there. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's make Kentucky the cleanest state in the country.
That's an awesome goal.
It is. It is.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it was really like just your motivation, just a love for nature.
Yes.
Is there anything else that kind of motivated you in your movement?
Well, I mean, obviously you don't want to see trash when you go to these beautiful places.
Of course.
And it doesn't, a lot of times it doesn't cost you a dime to go out and see these beautiful waterfalls or these arches, you know, why not give back some,
That's
you know,
great.
Mother Nature sure does bring my heart a lot of joy, you know, I want to do something for her as well.
Yeah. That's a great perspective. Yeah. And, you know, something we talk about a lot on the radio and with New Pioneers, too, is just, you know, the benefits of time in nature that you get, you know, mentally and physically, you know, really just even walking out and picking up trash for 10 or 20 minutes, you're going to receive those benefits and you're going to be able to feel a difference.
Oh, man.
In just a short amount of time, really. It's crazy.
So therapeutic.
Yeah.
And you can almost feel the earth sigh of relief when you pick something up, you know?
Yeah.
So, I love doing it. It's like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. That's what I tell everybody all the time. I'm like, you know, it's just once you start, it's over with, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So can you share some of, like, the progress of the Cleaner Kentucky movement? I know you've got a lot going on the past couple years. Do you have any idea of, like, how many people are part of the movement or how many bags you all have collected total?
So last year, over 8,000 people contributed a million bags, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And now this is grocery bags. We use grocery bags because everybody has an abundance of them.
Yeah.
They're free. And what a great way to reuse and recycle them, you know? But I hear people say all the time, they're like, I can't stand a litterer. And I always have to correct them because I'm like, you know, I've never met anyone in my life that hasn't lost something. I know I have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're going out and you're picking up one grocery bag, that's a 10-to-1 odds,
yeah.
you know? So why not?
For sure. And, like, I know, especially if you're someone who lives in an apartment or even a house where, you know, animals can potentially get
that's
into
right.
your trash. My apartment has a dumpster that we all use, and there's, like, raccoons that get in there all the time, cats. And
things that are beyond our control.
Yeah, and so it's really, it's not even anyone in the neighborhood causing it. It just happens to be that some animals are getting in there.
And last year with the flooding,
wow.
I mean, you just don't realize. You think people wanted their household items to end up out in the river? No.
No,
you know?
Exactly.
But it happens. It's like, I mean, there's not much you can do about it.
And even, you know, we've had a lot of, like, straight line winds and tornadoes in Kentucky recently. And, you know, there's no avoiding the waste that, you know, is thrown around with that sort of stuff. So, it's really important that we have people that are willing to take action to resolve some of that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not only that, I feel like blaming a lot of the litter on this, you know, hidden secret class of litterers kind of shifts the blame away from the reality that a lot of this is a systemic issue from our society as a whole being addicted to these single-use and, like, trash products that become litter. It's
That's a great point.
More of Those a problem of the litter existing things. At all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, something we try to really remind people about is, you know, as you're, like, if you were to say you're plogging or you're just picking up trash or things of that sort, recycle, like, trying to recycle, you know, don't just do the action, but also put... You know, think about, oh, like, these items I use are recyclable, these aren't. So let me stop buying the stuff that's not recyclable.
Right.
Or I can buy this in bulk, or I can buy it in a bunch of single-use little bags. So let me buy the bulk option instead because that's less waste. So like Ryan kind of said, you've got to start at the root of the issue. It's not just, oh, people need to be more responsible where they're throwing their waste. It's also we need to create less waste.
That's right. Yeah. And let me tell you, when I first started this, I didn't recycle. You know, I was just wanting to get out and clean up these places. It has changed everything about my household.
Wow.
You know, I recycle now.
That's awesome.
You know, because when you get out there and you see how much there is, it's like, okay, really, how am I going to make a difference?
Yeah.
You make a difference by recycling those things.
Yeah,
you know, that's
sure.
a help there. Mm-hmm. But just all these little small things, you know, if I purchase... any kind of sodas now, it's a can.
Yeah.
You know, so
Instead
we can, plastic, those are like,
yeah.
you can recycle them over and over and over again. You know, so again, it's just being conscious of the waste. You know, I used to buy plastic bottles.
Yeah.
But now that's like my arch nemesis. So, you know, it's just making small changes a little at a time. You don't have to do anything drastic overnight, you know.
Exactly.
Just to be conscious of it.
Yeah, you know? And a lot of it, you know, the longer you do it, it just kind of becomes second nature.
That's right.
It's, you know, you're just changing your habits. Living more sustainably, which is good for all of us.
Absolutely.
So kind of back to your movement. Do you have, I know your kind of goal is to make Kentucky the cleanest in the U.S., which is awesome. Are there any other goals with this movement, or do you see it growing beyond Kentucky?
It already has.
Wow.
It's already started. Matter of fact, I've done my first, like every bag that I've been picked up has been in the state of Kentucky until about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I ventured over to Indiana because I've got people from Washington State, Utah, you know, Pennsylvania, all these other places that want to contribute. So at first, I didn't realize we had picked up a million bags last year because it has been a three-year ongoing thing. But once I did the end-of-the-year totals, I was like, oh my gosh, we did a million in a year's time. So now I have upped the goal to 5 million bags before the end of 2026.
Okay.
And I'm going to invite other states to contribute as well because they want to be a part of it, you know?
That's
and
great.
And why not encourage that? Yeah.
Yeah, if it can grow, let it
Let's
keep
do
growing.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful thing.
So how can community members, not only in Nelson County, but, you know, all over the state and the U.S., join the A Cleaner Kentucky movement and make sure that their bags are getting reported to you for the totals?
I've got a page on Facebook, Sunkissed Sticks and Stones.
Yes.
But we've also got a group called A Cleaner Kentucky.
Awesome.
And a group called A Cleaner Mother Nature.
Okay.
And they can go on there and post, you know, it's open to the public.
Yeah.
They can go on there and post about, you know, their bags, and that's where I get my counts from.
Great.
My counts have gotten so big, though, like it's hard to include every single picture, you know, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a very good
that
thing.
That is great.
Yeah. But yes, they can contribute in that way. And I also have a TikTok. So if they don't have Facebook, they can also get on TikTok. And I've got a webpage. Bear with me. It has just began. But it's Cleaner, CLEANER, Kentucky, KY.org.
Okay, so, that's awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm a part of the Sunkissed Sticks and Stones group, so I want to mention, if you're wanting to join that group, Sunkissed is like Kentucky, so K-Y-S-T, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Sunkissed Sticks and Stones. And yeah, it's a public group, so you should join it for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where I've made the biggest impact is through social media, you know, and that helps too with funding, you know, as far as followers and things like that. So it's been a wonderful journey. A wonderful
That's
journey.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. So kind of on that note, are there any other ways that community members can show your support? You know, like sharing things on social media? Are there any Absolutely. Ways you accept financial contributions?
Yes.
Things like that?
You can donate on cleanerky.org.
Okay.
And I've also got a GoFundMe set up as well as a PayPal give because we're now a nonprofit.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ways to donate, and I also take grocery bags.
Okay.
So if people have grocery bags that they're not going to recycle, I would gladly take them off your hands.
Okay.
I picked up 32,000 bags, so I'm always in need of them, you know. Grocery bags, garbage bags, gloves, hand sanitizer, anything like that. I mean, I always use.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great to know.
Yeah.
You're doing lots of awesome work.
I love it. I can tell.
Yeah.
And it comes from something much greater than me because, I mean, it doesn't make sense for me to love picking up trash, but I just love giving back to Mother Nature. And I was born on Earth Day, and I could never figure out why. Like, when I was younger, it used to aggravate
me.
I'm like, Earth Day of all days? But, you know, it makes sense now. It makes sense.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share about your movement, your work?
I would just like to say thank you.
Thank you,
Nelson County. Thank you, New Pioneers. Thank you to everyone that has supported me because I wasn't expecting that, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about Kentucky. People don't realize how many great people are here that really do care, you know. So I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you all for having me.
Yeah, of course. And I know that you sometimes do some organized, like, community cleanup events. Do you have any upcoming in the area?
Well, I'm in the works with Garage Coffee.
Okay.
Ooh.
They're wanting to get involved. And so we might be able to do, you know, some cleanups here. I want to do more at Simpson Lake.
Yeah.
That is our,
you know, reservoir.
That's where our water comes from. So why not make it cleaner and healthier?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that goal.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, before we wrap up, you know, I just want to say thank you again to Whitney for coming and just all the wonderful work you do for our state and for our natural spaces. And before we wrap up today, I do want to touch base on some New Pioneers upcoming events that we have. So the first I'm going to mention, Whitney is actually going to be at our Green Festival this year on Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Springfield. So if you want to meet Whitney, learn more about a cleaner Kentucky movement, you can do that there. And we're also going to have some animal encounters, live music. We're going to have a kids area. There will be other local environmental organizations there. And just lots of family-friendly fun for the whole entire day. And our annual fundraiser, Empty Bowl Supper, is also coming up at the end of this month on Friday, February 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Cornerstone Acres. And we are requesting a $30 donation per attendee. And we're also having a silent auction alongside this event. So if you are a local business, or, you know, just somebody in the community who's wanting to donate an item. It can be a small donation, a large donation. We are accepting donations for that right now, and you're welcome to contact me at education@newpioneers.org if you're interested.
Gotcha. Well, I think that's a whole lot of good news here today. Lots of great stuff coming up and plenty of ways to continue to help. Again, social media... how is it that folks can stay up to date with Cleaner Kentucky?
Yeah.
It'd probably be easier just to look up the group, A Cleaner Kentucky, and of course you'll see Sun Kissed Sticks and Stones on there. My page is Sun Kissed, KYST, Sticks and Stones.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you know, we'll, as I like to say, oftentimes we'll see what kind of folks we can send your way, and hopefully... you guys can enjoy making a cleaner Kentucky after the sheet of ice thaws off. Thanks for coming in, you guys. And
you.
That'll do it
Thank
for today's
for
green scene here on The Rocket 102.7 FM.